The April 14th meeting of the State Affairs Committee will come to order. We have three subjects before us today, and the first of which was a resolution by the Senate, Senator Fisher, which we'll set aside because of the time constraints of today's meeting, and we'll replace it on Friday's calendar. The next issue we'll take up is the new Capitol Site Planning Commission, confirmation of commission members, and do we have a sign sheet of testaments at this time?
Oh, no, I didn't make one out, I just...
Could we have a show of hands of who wishes to testify on this subject? What maybe we should do is ask each member to spend a couple minutes talking to the committee. I'll just start at the top of my list here. Mr. Morrison, if you could join us at the table, George.
Thank you.
Please have a seat at the end, or well, let the commission members come up to the table and just join us. You bet. We're going to have to make things fairly rapid here, or I think we'll find ourselves soon without a quorum again. Representative, or could you each introduce yourselves to each of us? And we know most of you, but I've not met all of you personally.
My name is Felix Toner from Juneau.
My name is Mary Tutton from Fairbanks.
My name is Caroline Powell from Yakutat.
Glenn Fredericks from Anchorage.
Glenn.
George Morrison from Anchorage.
Margaret Branson, Seward.
Okay. Where's George?
George Easley was unable to get confirmed on the flight to get to his confirmation, so he will be in tonight. sorry.
They don't show up. Do the committee members have questions that they wish to pose at this time? Or?
Mr. Chairman, at the time the appointments were made, I think there was a good amount of publicity regarding each appointment in the public press. And I feel like I have a very adequate idea of the people, the talents, thing like this, so I would not have any questions at all. My inclination is that their work is already half or three-fourths done anyway. My inclination is that we should take them for being here. But, I think we should just move on with the business of confirming them.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Booth.
Mr. Branson, as chairman of the chairperson of the commission, you generally voted to disregard the consultant's figures as the total positions to be moved, growth in government employees and inflation rate. How can you justify your vote in view of the consultant's studies and findings?
Well, Representative Abood, I don't feel as a member of the commission I have to justify my vote. And
thank
I
you.
Feel that's an unfair statement.
Thank you.
Further questions, Representative Booth?
Yes, the commission can justify moving about 1,000 state employees from Anchorage to Willow by 1994. Would the same argument not hold true that they should all be moved to Juneau in the event the capital is not moved? Would anyone care to respond?
Mr. Miller would be in favor of that.
Are you you on the commission?
I was out of order, Mr. Board.
I guess there's no response.
I think, at this point, just a minute.
I was just going to suggest, frankly, that we're here to judge members' qualifications for membership, and not to give them a grade card. Ordinarily, we confirm before they're even, you know, in business. If members have questions about the qualifications of any member to sit on the panel, I think that would be, you know, very, very much a question that should be asked. But I just question whether we ought to be reviewing each and every decision they've reached or in each and every direction they're going.
Representative Brown?
Chairman, most of the members of the commission are rather well known. We have resumes, I guess, on many of them, or maybe all of them here. I'm not sure. I agree with Mr. Miller in that the question is whether or not they appear to be qualified for the commission. And I'm sure that, and particularly this year, I don't think really any kind of debate with regard to issues involving the Capitol moving really is very helpful. Whether it's between legislators or between us and commissioners, who obviously have a wide range of opinions. I think that's probably why they were chosen to represent a wide range of opinions, because of course the voters are going to be deciding that matter anyway. So I think we should address the qualifications of the commissioners. I think they're all very well-known people. I'm familiar with many of them myself. We have the resumes here. They seem to be qualified. I think we should recommend that they be confirmed. And I so move.
Jack.
Objections been noted. Representative Booth?
Yes, I think we should take it on an individual basis rather than collectively.
Is that your objection to the motion?
That's it.
Do you maintain that objection?
I maintain it. I feel that we should confirm or not confirm on an individual qualifications, as Mr. Miller had already spoke of, rather than.
Mr. Chairman, I assume then that I guess the member from Spinard's remarks.
Representative, I'm asking you to speak up so that the people in the room can
hear. I assume then that the remarks of the member Spinard might be more appropriate if he were asking to divide the question. I guess we can divide the question if that's the will of the committee. It does seem like we lose a little bit of time, particularly if they get around to finding Senator Murkowski. We're supposed to listen to him at 17 minutes. I understand he's lost right now. So maybe we'll have time to vote seriatim on each member. I'm not sure.
What was the last?
But I would not object to dividing the issue if we don't hang it around forever.
Would you withdraw the motion?
No, I will not. I'll just assume that it's possible for the chairman to treat his remarks as a request for division of the question, and I don't object to that.
Is that a request for division of the question?
Yes, I would.
And is there objection to division of the question? Seeing none, we will, based on the resumes before us, consider recommendations on an individual basis. The recommendation will be passed around for the signatures of the members. Unless there's, we're in an awkward position here, having 20 minutes to sit and discuss confirmation with each of you and for you to get to know the members of the committee that must make recommendations. And in view of the awkwardness of the time constraints that we're under, I would just ask that if any members have any comments you'd like to make to any of the members of the committee, that please do so at this time. And as I'm sure there's no secret that this is a controversial subject, and if you wish to make any comments at this time, I'd appreciate them. Otherwise, we should probably ask if is anyone in the audience who wishes to address the subject of confirmations.
Mr. Chairman, it is.
Representative Booth?
Thank you. It is such a controversial subject, number one, and it's such an important subject, number two, that I feel it should have the benefit of the full committee to act upon this. I would make that as a suggestion, but I leave the discretion to the chair.
As the rules require you to do.
What are you suggesting?
Suggesting that it come before the full committee versus
the committee of four of us. Would you call Representative Fanning again and see if he's...
Mr. Chairman, we consider some of the most important legislation to come before the House with only three of us here at the time. So I suggest we get on with our business.
Before you had the request from the member, you had just asked whether there's anybody who wished to testify. Were there any remarks in the commission? I don't know whether there was any response to that or not.
Is there any?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say that we're all going to be here for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and we know the time constraint that you are under right now, because we have, of course, been under the same type of very tight schedule since we were appointed. And one of our, we have, I think, with all deliberate haste. However, since we're going to be here, if it would make it more convenient for you, I'm sure that we will be subject to your call and convenience if you wish to have a full meeting.
Ms. Morrison?
Be right down.
Anyone else wish to address this committee? If not, any further questions?
No. Mr. Chairman, I would agree with the gentleman over here on the right that because of the time constraint, I wouldn't like to be rushed through this.
Chairman, is it your desire for the purposes of managing the committee that I withdraw my motion, which has been delayed?
I would prefer that you would withdraw your motion.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you to have some consent to withdraw my motion at this time.
The chairman of the committee will leave the recommendation sheets with the committee secretary, and it'll be my intent to place this on tomorrow's calendar to move the subject out, and I would like to ask the members that have any questions to speak with whomever they might have a question of during that period of time, and by tomorrow's meeting be prepared to sign for confirmation, no recommendation or rejection.
Do you have objection if we sign more quickly than that?
Feel free. And with that, I'll excuse each of you and thank you for joining us, and request that others who might wish to make comment on the subject of confirmations do so this time. Thank you for your...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll be down at the borough building tomorrow morning and back up here at 3 for the teleconference for the report. So if you want to get in touch with us down at the city borough building,
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that raises a question. I notice it says 3 teleconferences. I was assuming since we meet at 1 that is circulated in Anchorage, and that means 3 Anchorage time.
No.
11. It would actually go the other way around. That's right. So is that accurate? We are meeting at 3?
At 3 tomorrow. It's a joint meeting with the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Here or there?
It's in the courtroom?
Senate Finance.
For Senate Finance. Okay. With that, thank you very much for joining us at the table. And,
this is tomorrow, Dan.
Yeah, this is tomorrow.
I moved your sign over to my place. Oh, okay. You're going to be ignored. I've got to go to the DLC.
Anything you want me to ask you about the bar?
We're not adjourned.
We're not.
No, I
can't. Okay, in that case, I'm very happy. Thank you.
Ray, can I have a copy of that?
Which?
That.
Would,
So I think it's public.
Well, this may be yours.
I want to know exactly what is the timing of this thing.
Who's got it?
Oh, who's got my files too?
No, these are yours here.
Committee will return to order. We have further business to conduct.
Oh, this is yours.
Committee will return to order.
That one's yours.
Mr. Talley, did you?
That's yours. Okay, I got the right one.
Did you people wish to make comments?
This one's yours.
This human rights?
Did you?
I didn't hear you.
Did you wish to make comments?
No.
That was what
I would like to make one comment, if I might. It seems unusual to me that first the chairman of the commission should make the statement that she felt she didn't have to justify her vote.
Well, would you join us at the end of the table?
Yes.
If you wish to make comment, committee. Anne, would you close the door? Committee will come back to order. Mr. Talley, if you'd enter your name for the record and...
B.B. Talley from Anchor Point. Speaking for myself.
Please proceed, Mr. Talley.
It seems very unusual on a committee as important as this, or rather a commission as important as this, that the chairman should feel that it was unnecessary to justify a position taken on an issue. Now that is a question for the committee here to evaluate and to weigh and to decide for itself the importance of it. I cannot decide that question. I can merely say that it seems most unusual. And secondly, when another question is asked, which certainly seems to be quite important, that there was no response at all from any of the committee. Those two things seem most unusual. As an outsider who is completely unfamiliar with your procedures, it would raise doubts in my mind as to whether or not the commission is fully responsive to the legislation which set up its mission. Now, those are my personal opinion, my personal feelings, most unusual. And I hope that the committee here will take that thought into account when they reach the decision about confirmation.
Thank you, Mr. Talley. Would you be specific in what you would recommend to the committee as far as confirmations or?
I could not vote for confirmation of such a commission. Were I a member of the committee?
Individually or collectively?
I would say individually. The reason I say individually is because I have no reason to believe that the answer is given here is representative throughout the commission.
Further question, Representative Root?
Oh, I have no questions. I just have a statement to make. We are accountable in this legislature for our actions and our conversations, and it's all public. I see no reason why any member of this committee should not be totally responsible for theirs. And for one member to tell me that they are not, I poses many, many questions in my mind.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Brown.
I don't know if that's what happened, but it at least sounded to me like what happened was that Mr. Branson started an answer, and then the member from Spinard said, "Thank you very much," which sounded like it may have been cutting off an explanation of what she said.
I disagree with that, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm just saying what I think I heard. And that it may well be that she was going to offer an explanation. It is my view that the this commission, okay, what are the realities? You know, the governor appoints people to the commission to balance anti-capital movers against pro-capital movers, against people who don't have a strong feeling one way or the other, and in all cases they have to be somewhat representative of the community. They have to be people who really are geographically representative of various different walks of life and all that sort of thing, and I think the appointees are, and they do that. I'm sure I disagree with some of the votes that some of them will take. I'm sure I will disagree with some of the votes that some of them will take if we confirm them. But I think that's the nature of the beast.
Did Mr. Harris wish to address the committee as well?
No, I was pretty well back with General Talley to the fact that I think that under confirmations it should be a one-by-one confirmation.
Okay, well, I'm asking your judgment on the confirmations individually.
I think that's the way it is. There should be.
Hi. Representative Fanning?
What's being asked is, would you tell us one by one which ones you think should be on and which ones you think should not be confirmed, I think is what...
And why?
That would be beneficial to the committee.
Well, I'll give you my opinion. If you want an opinion, it has the force of law.
Mr. Chairman.
The governor was to...
If you'd join us at the table and enter your name for the record.
The governor was to at least appoint some impartial members to the committee.
Chairman, I think we have a couple of interruptions to remove.
Just a moment. Chairman, this confirmation has come before this body to be judged, whether or not they should be on the commission or not, as far as this particular committee is appointed. I'm not sure that it's proper that we should listen to the recommendations of anyone outside of this committee.
I think that it is. That's most proper.
The other point I wanted to make is, if we're going to go into this business of having other people tell us how they think we ought to vote on confirmations, if that's your decision to make on that, then I think we ought not to do that today. There are a lot of people in this room, three-fourths of whom left because you said the committee has other business to attend to. This is a public hearing that was duly called, and I don't think we ought to be having a discussion with a select group of people here, apparently. So if we're going to have this sort of...
Representative Fanning?
And then I think we ought to at least put it off to another day.
Mr. Chairman, I would concur with Representative Miller's comments. I think we should put it off to another day. I do think very much that it's not only in order, I mean, otherwise you have nothing to base your decision on unless you get specific recommendations as to why certain individuals are not qualified. We, on all the confirmation hearings we've had in the resource committee, they've been one at a time, and we call on all members of the public if they are interested and concerned and want to say something. It's not just members of the committee. It's, you know, I mean, we in the committee obviously don't know the background of all the various individuals involved, and so it certainly is in order to have a comment from others. And I would agree that apparently something happened. I apologize for missing it, but anyway, everybody left. Probably should be here during that.
Mr. Chairman, it's time. I agree with Mr. Fanning now, and I cannot object. It's time. I move we adjourn for Senator Kosky's meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'm doing four. Mr. Chairman, just so that's clear, I agree that, of course, we have to hear any opinion that anybody wants to express with regard to an issue before us, particularly anything like confirmation, rather than act in a vacuum. I don't think it was your intention, but it was the result that you created the appearance of going on to another matter. Matter of fact, I thought we were going to go to the Human Rights Commission. I didn't realize until the gentleman started speaking that you were still dealing with this commission, and therefore I think the other people who are in this room probably had that same impression.
I apologize for giving that misimpression. It was my intention to get testimony from all those who have come to Juneau with a concern for this issue.
Mr. Chairman, might I make one statement? And there's nothing personal in my feeling about any individual on the commission. As an individual, I hold in a very high regard. And I hope that my remarks will not be interpreted as though I'm attacking that individual, because I am not. It's a principle to which I was addressing myself, and I appreciate your letting me make this last remark.
Thank you. I In view of the time, we'll take this subject up at a later time. Mr. Chairman.